Did your Labour MEP back Venezuela coup? The European Union is an undemocratic elite club that cares not a jot for democracy, or for the human rights of the global working class. This much was made abundantly clear on the 31st of January 2019, when members of the European Parliament overwhelmingly backed a motion that urged the EU to accept the Venezuelan right-wing opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as the only legitimate interim president of the country until new free, transparent, and credible presidential elections can be called, in order to restore democracy. Socialists should be forthright in opposing this attempted coup, but must remain critical of Nicolas Maduro, the incumbent leader of Venezuela. This critical position is maintained by the Socialist Party, but unfortunately is not reflected in the past actions of Jeremy Corbyn. Nevertheless, Jeremy Corbyn was opposed to the recent coup, as was his party's shadow Foreign Secretary Emily Thornberry, who clearly stated that it was wrong to recognize Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. But when it came to the vote in the European Parliament, the majority of Labour's Blairite MEPs either voted to support the motion, or gave it passive support by abstaining. The Labour Party has 19 MEPs and only 6 correctly voted to oppose the anti-democratic motion. 4 Labour MEPs voted for the key motion and a further 5 abstained. Finally, it worth highlighting the voting record of the Eurogroup, within which many Blairite MEPs reside, the so-called Progressive Alliance of Socialists and Democrats. Of the group's members who were present at the Venezuelan vote, only 16 opposed the motion, with 105 supporting the anti-democratic motion, and 35 giving it passive support by abstaining. Michael Barker, Leicester,